You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanifer, and as always, I'm your host. And today with me, I have Taylor, and we are going to be talking about CDs or Certificate of Deposit and what they are. I'm sure you've been hearing a bit more about them as the rate environment has been going up. And we're going to look at, you know, what a CD is and why it might be a good option for you when you're looking at options for savings. So Taylor, it's great to have you here with
me
today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience in banking?
Yeah, so I started at Citizens Bank about 4 years ago. It'll actually be 4 years at the end of June. I am the assistant branch manager at the Maguanago office, so the main office there. And I, you know, make sure the branch runs smoothly along with the branch manager. And I also, you know, open accounts for people, checking, savings, money markets, and CDs, like we're going to be talking about. Also IRAs, HSAs, types of things like that.
Yeah, so she'll be a great resource for us to talk to about CDs and her, and you know, I'm sure she's had plenty of experience helping people with their different CDs and people and how they've structured their CDs because people do it kind of differently as what we'll talk about today. So yeah, when you hear the term CDs, it's obviously not just you know, the old way to listen to music as you may have done growing up like I did, but with the growing rate environment, CDs are showing stronger and stronger rates. So, you know, this on top of an economy that seems to be growing more unstable or you know, staying in a point that seems a little unstable, it may be a good time to consider putting your money into a CD, which is what we would call a fixed asset. So let's just start from the very top. What is a CD?
Yeah. So a CD is basically a savings account type of thing, that it's an agreement between you and the bank that you'll keep your amount of money in the, you know, the CD for a specific amount of time. It usually yields a higher interest than your typical savings accounts or money markets. Yeah, so it is a very low risk investment because the amount that you put into it is a determined amount. So, you know, there's typically a minimum deposit required into the CD, and it usually has, you know, it's a fixed interest rate usually. So the interest rate isn't going to change for the term that you have it in there.
Yeah, and so that's the one of the big draws, like she mentioned there, is it is a lower risk investment because the term and the rate of interest you're going to be receiving is fixed. So you if you leave your money in there for the full amount of time, you know, say you get a 24-month CD, if you put your money in that CD, you leave it for there for the 24 months, you know exactly how much money you should be getting out at the end of it because the interest is determined beforehand and it's structured out in your agreement with the bank. So obviously that's the intent. You come up with a CD amount you want and you go to the bank, you get your term, you know, the duration of the CD and the interest rate you're going to be getting. But what would happen if I were to need that money before we reach the end of that term? You know, say I got a 24-month CD, for example, and after 12 months my car broke and I wanted to buy a new car with that money. What would happen, or is it possible for me to get that money out of the CD?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, it is an agreement you have with the bank to keep it in there for a specified amount of time. But if you need it early, we don't, you know, stop you from taking it early. We just have there is a penalty usually associated with CDs that all banks have. So for example, if you have like a 12-month CD or one of our 14-month CD specials that we have currently, there is a 3 months loss of interest. So you would get that on what you take out of it.
Yeah, and the earned interest is, like we said before, it's predetermined how much interest you would be earning each month because it is scheduled out. So, you know, no matter when you would take that money out in the middle of the term, that penalty would be applied. So say after 1 month you needed to take all the money out, you would still get pinged for that 3 months of interest you would have accumulated. But, you know, say 8 or 9 months in, is when you pull it out, then you still only get pinged with the 3 months of interest. So you still did make a little bit of money because you've gotten, you know, net positive on the total interest versus the penalty. But obviously, again, the intent is to leave it in there for the entire duration because that's how you're going to maximize the return. It's just important to consider if the penalty is worth it. And in a lot of cases, the penalty is not huge, so it may be worth doing. And you know, then if it is a situation where you need money for something, it's always worth considering, you know, where you're pulling the money from, if the interest you're losing is worth it versus maybe getting a loan or something like that. But that's a whole other different topic. but receiving the interest penalty isn't the norm, right? Like, people aren't usually pulling their money out early.
No, it's not the norm. You usually typically leave it in for your whole term. And then, you know, once it comes due, then you can decide what you want to do with it.
Yeah. So what happens when it reaches maturity? What happens to that money and what happens to the CD once you get that maturity date?
So you can, you know, you can decide to roll the CD over. And what that means is, you know, you just keep it in there and it'll automatically roll over. That's how it works here at Citizens Bank. Or, you know, when it comes due, you can look at our CD rates. And if you find one that you like, you can change the term. But otherwise, yeah, we can close it out or, you know, change the term, anything like that.
Yeah. And when you hit that, when you do roll it over, it is with updated rates. So, I mean, if rates have gone down, unfortunately, you would be renewed at the current rates. But in the positive, if the rates have gone up on CDs, you would get a better rate. And just kind of another question off of that, what happens if you reach maturity and you don't do anything with it? What happens to that money? Is it gaining interest? What's it doing when it's sitting there?
Yeah, so it really doesn't get interest, but like I said, you know, once it comes due at Citizens Bank, you have a 10-day grace period to decide what you want to do with it. So in that 10 days, that's when you can decide, you know, you want to close it or if you want to roll it over. It does, some of our CDs automatically do roll over into another, you know, the same term. So, you know, when that 10 days is up, it will start getting interest again.
Okay, so it is important to decide within that time frame what you do want to do. So start thinking ahead, and typically a personal banker would call you and let you know it's coming due, and you'll get letters from the bank. So if you've forgotten when it's supposed to come due, you'll be getting reminders of what you could be doing at that point with that money. So if you're looking at CDs, you know, we've kind of gone over the basics of what it is, you know, maybe why it's beneficial, especially in an economy that's a little more unstable and when rates are pretty good. Should you be putting all of your money into one CD to get the best interest rate? You know, typically if you have a longer term, you get a better interest rate. Mm-hmm. So should you be looking at maximizing it that way? Or what do you think people should do if they had like a lump sum of money they were looking to invest?
Yeah, so it's going to be different per person because everyone has, you know, life goals and things that are going on in life. So if you're saving for like a common goal, like maybe you're getting married or you're saving for a car, something like that, you know, it's probably best to put it all in one CD because you know the date of that event usually. And then you'll know when it comes due that money is for, you know, that wedding or whatnot. But, you know, some people may not have a specific goal in mind. They just want to save. So, you know, you might want to put it in, you know, type of CD ladder type thing.
Yeah. And can CD ladder may be something that you've heard before, or it is a term that gets tossed around a lot. Can you talk a little bit about what a CD ladder is and, you know, what it is as a savings plan in general?
Yeah. So a CD ladder is basically where you put money into multiple CDs at different times during the year. So how it works is, you know, you put money in a CD, you know, at 3%, and then maybe in a month from then, the CD rates went up, and then you start another CD with another set amount of money. And you kind of just keep building off of that. And then, you know, when they come due at different times. So if you need the money for a specific reason, you know, you're not taking from your whole lump sum, you're just taking from the ones that are coming due.
Yeah, and then when those mature also, if you have more money you want to add in, you can add to a CD that's renewing and rolling over, you know, to make it a larger CD amount and keep that rolling. And you can even do that if you want to start a CD ladder all at once. If you had, you know, a large sum of money and you wanted to set one up, you could just pick a bunch of different terms. You could do a 12-month, a 14-month, a 24-month, a 36-month if you wanted. Or like Taylor said, if you wanted, you could just stagger them by a month or two if you want to make them more broken up so that they're renewing more frequently so you have more access to it. There's different strategies to it, but that's the basic concept of the CD ladder. Again, we touched on some of the benefits of it, but yeah, it's a really good option if you don't have a specific thing you're saving for. It's just kind of a general savings plan, and you might need the money for something. And that way, since money is becoming available more frequently, you're not getting penalized if you want to pull stuff out more frequently. Like if you just want to start pulling things out of the CDs as they mature rather than rolling them over, or you can just keep rolling them over and let the ladder build and build. And that's why they call it a ladder. Another good thing about it is, you know, maybe rates weren't the highest when you were investing into CDs and you started. Right. Yep. You know, a ladder is another way to not tie up all of your money, but if you wanted something a little more secure, it still is getting better interest than like a savings account. So, you know, kind of pivoting to a bit of an opposite situation, rather than having a bunch of money you wanted to invest, let's say you don't have too much money right now, but you wanted to start saving more. You want to start saving more, maybe for something that's going to be a large goal in the future, like we said, maybe a wedding, or I guess you could even do it for just general savings. Is there some sort of CD option where you could add to it so that you're still getting a bit better interest rate than a savings account, but you're not intending to touch that money for a while?
Yeah. A lot of financial institutions have what's called an add-on CD. So, you know, it's in for a set amount of time, but you can also add money into it, you know, whenever you want or at whatever frequency and whatever amount you want usually, unless there's regulations on that. But yeah, it's a great, you know, like he had mentioned, it's a great opportunity to save another way, because that way, you know, you're putting into it what you want to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's normal CDs you can't put money into. It's just set amount of money for a set amount of time. So the add-on CDs are great because they're more flexible. Typically not quite as good of an interest rate, but more often than not, a way better interest rate than like a normal savings account. So again, it's a great option if you are looking to save for a set time or to save up for something. Like say, you know, you want to get a new car in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You could start doing a flex add-on CD to start putting money away. It's another, you know, savings method too, where you're putting money in an account that you're not supposed to be taking out of. Right. So it'll discourage you from taking from it early as well. So it's just another good option if you've been in the habit of dipping into your savings a little too much. So it's just another option there as well to save money at a little bit better of an interest rate and maybe help you win the mental battle of savings as well.
Definitely.
But yeah, with that, we've kind of covered a lot of the basics of CDs and gotten even a little bit more in the weeds on some of the options there. Do you have any other thoughts or any other advice to people considering CDs as an investment or a savings option?
Yeah. So, I mean, personal bankers are always willing to answer questions that you may have about CDs. I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, again, low risk investment, you know, you're not going to really lose anything on it unless you're withdrawing it early. But even then, you're still going to get the money you put into it. You're never going to lose what was in there. So I think
unless you withdraw like in the first month. But yeah, that's very rare.
Yes.
It's not like the stock market where you put money in and, you know, at $100 a share and now it's $20 a share and you lost 80% of your money.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the low risk there comes in. But I think it's a great opportunity. If you're thinking about it, just, you know, look into it a little bit further and, you know, ask questions.
Yeah. Ask what the rates are. Again, this is a great time to consider these types of fixed assets because the rate environment is so strong right now. That's kind of the ebb and flow of banking in general, is when loan rates are higher, which is bad for certain activities. A lot of times savings rates are higher too.
Yep.
So if you are at a point where you're trying to save or put money and gain interest on it, it's a good time to consider that right now.
For sure.
But yeah, with that, we thank you for coming and chatting.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
With us today about CDs. And if you have any questions on CDs or anything as far as savings or personal banking, you can always stop into one of our branches or stop into Guanago and talk to Taylor. But yeah, with that, we thank you so much for watching and listening. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback for us here at the show, you can email me directly at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's HEYTIMMY@amindformoney.com. And we hope you have a great rest of your day.